It's another Papa Giorgio Family Roundtable. Thank you for joining live Friday night. I will.
This is a pretty horrible fucking time. I was just thinking about that.
Well, it's
complaining
what we
about
had.
The viewership.
I'm not complaining about the viewership. I'm happy if we get any live viewers. It's a miracle.
That's a good attitude to have.
It is.
Is this thing going out now?
Yeah, it's live.
Oh,
all right. So,
pay attention.
So we already had a word that has to be expurgated, right?
What? What are you talking about?
I've never heard that word before in my life.
What word has to be
expurgated?
What the fuck is expurgated?
I think
it means I'm an asshole for using this word.
He used a word, but I don't think.
How about you talk on mic?
I think he. Okay, that's it.
There we go.
Can you hear yourself in the headphones? That's what they're there for.
No.
You're deaf then.
Well, I don't hear very well anymore.
Can you hear yourself now?
Yes.
Talk into the mic.
Yes.
Like, does it sound like your voice is going into your ears?
Now it sounds
okay,
like it.
Okay, that's what you want to strive for.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Do you think they're fucking ornamental? So we can play broadcaster?
I had no idea.
Is this a Fisher-Price fucking mic?
Sorry.
Everything's functional.
How are you going to have this pass now? I'm so tired. I'm not even
pass what?
Pass what?
I mean, how can you?
I'm not a gay porn
it?
Star. I say fuck on air a couple times.
But I think you can't do that.
To do what? Am I going to run for president?
All right. Go ahead.
I mean, what? I'm a locksmith, and I do this dumb show.
All right.
So the last bastion of free speech,
yeah.
And you want to shit on it?
Well.
I do a blue-collar job. People just want to know I won't rape them when I'm inside their house.
It's not under the control of the Jew-run media.
It's true.
Yet?
Exactly. If any Jews are interested in buying this show, please.
Why am I so unhappy with this conversation?
I don't know. I'm just happy you're kind of keeping the mic to your mouth. Just
okay.
Mic, put your mouth on
just
the mic.
Be able to hear yourself.
Right.
Like,
I can hear myself.
In your headphones.
All right.
That means it's being recorded.
I'm half asleep, but let's get going, boys.
I've been trying. It's the Papa Giorgio Family Roundtable. I'm John Papa Giorgio, joined by my brother Will, my
howdy.
Mom, my mother ex, Betty Shabazz over here, apparently. Fucking keep it anonymous. Maria P. No, wait, that's too obvious.
All
and
right.
Papa Giorgio.
All right, get quiet.
I had to go with an old Simpsons gag. I was going to start off, actually, I had a big rant I was going to do about how much I hate Verizon as of late. A company that I don't think anyone has any warm and fuzzy feelings about, right?
I mean, supposedly they're the best cell phone carrier.
There was a time, yeah, it was a point of pride to be like, oh, I have Verizon, fuck your AT&T that drops out every 2 seconds.
But they have more towers. I mean, for me, as a person who always likes to know that I'm covered, I like that there's more coverage.
You live in a 5-mile radius.
Yeah.
I travel more than anyone.
But I'm talking about even in the past, you know, I remember the time we went to see Gene Bertoncini over the mountain, and we went over the mountain. I couldn't get any coverage.
That was in fucking Washington, Virginia.
Yeah.
Not Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
But
I remember where it was.
It's like near Culpeper. Yeah, I go there a lot.
You go down there to teach?
No, Patrick lives near there.
Hold on, I'm very paranoid. Keep yapping. I just want to make sure the audacity is rolling.
I didn't know Patrick lived way down there.
Yeah. What the fuck is this stupid fucking cat doing?
Has he always been... did he always live that far away?
I was near Warrenton, like
cat. The cat probably thinks that we're about to eat dinner, and she's a fat ball of shit.
Oh.
And so she's waiting for food to come her way.
Those are cheap jokes.
But why?
At her expense.
It never has any personality, like when you're just sitting and playing with it. Like,
I love that cat.
Then when it needs to be unsupervised, it starts acting up.
It follows me around like a damn dog, man. Right. It won't leave me alone
during
the
day. She's high, strong, but she's very loving every now and then, at least
not
twice
to
a
me.
Day. But she'll come up, and if you put your hand down, she'll rise, and it's just so adorable. She tries to
she'll
be
make
loving.
The jump. Give her
Well, look at this fat piece of shit. She can't even stretch 6 inches.
No, she has a Kim Kardashian button. She can't move
very exactly.
Well. She has a lot to bring forward.
Lipoed out of her sides. What it made for attracting a black cat.
Disgusting fat woman.
Oh.
No, I was talking about Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah. No.
She posted her fat ass on Instagram the other day. I had some chain of pictures. I was
You're
looking
kidding.
For show topics.
Clothed
on
or not?
In a bikini, but like stretched at the one angle where it didn't look like a trash bag full of fucking meat.
Let me see this piece of garbage. Please. What is it? Just Kim Kardashian on Instagram? Or is
yeah,
it Kim
I guess.
K or something?
She is so fascinated. She doesn't know what to do. Not Kim.
Neither do
cat.
We as show hosts.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, so I was pissing and moaning to Verizon because I don't know about the average user at home, but my iPhone... maybe 6 weeks after I got a new one, can't hold a charge for shit.
Wait, this picture? Sorry.
Nah, it's like a new one. She's like rolled over, like she's doing some Kama Sutra shit.
I don't know. She's disgusting, but okay.
I like the dome. I like the jugs, but that downstairs is not doing it for me.
No.
Well, it's looking ridiculous, especially from the
look
rear.
At her fat hips shoved in that tight skirt.
I should talk.
I don't mind the hips so much. It's just the fucking ass, man.
But if she, right, if you see her just, say, in her yoga pants and her, what should we call her, sneakers from behind, it's just very unattractive.
Looks like
she looks like an old
lady.
Like
they dressed up Mr. Ed.
It was just
here's a video of her.
Really?
The old lady.
Is she doing things with a black man named Ray J?
No, it's just like her in a bikini and like... all the side angles, so you can't see just how horrible it looks straight on.
The one thing this chick knows how to do is how to, like, look decent on camera.
Oh, is this what you're talking about?
Nah, there's another one, but that's, like, a total fat chick pose.
I know.
It's just her lying on her back.
Drop the quest, Will.
Like a fucking corpse on the coroner's slab. Alright, so, my point is, the iPhone... is garbage. Like, I love it. Don't get me wrong. I'll never go to Droid. Anyone who's like, I love my Droid, it's because they can get X hamster on it fast and masturbate to it, because any fucking Droid user doesn't get pussy. That's science.
All right.
What?
She didn't raise you to talk like that.
I'm sorry. Do you own one?
The proper
John,
word.
All right. That's. Do I
pussy
leave
or Droid? I'm confused.
Stay put. You're not going anywhere.
Well, listen, we do not have to descend into this kind of
thing
to be funny. I don't think so.
It's,
I'm not,
that's the dynamic. You,
I don't think it's
you
funny.
You are, you know...
You're the straight man. This
yeah,
is, this you're is
disgusted
fundamentals
by our behavior.
Of comedy.
Well, I cannot, you know, then this will be my last visit.
No, you can't.
Well, yes.
Hopefully because you'll be in a pine box next Friday.
Fucking set up the webcam right on it.
Okay.
Oh man!
Give me a all QVC right. account.
Does QVC sell
caskets?
Probably.
Stop.
Is there a Louis Del Olio Linnea casket we're gonna send you off in?
Stop! All right, right now.
Goddamn shop addict.
I don't get how you went from giving Yaya so much shit.
I know, it is really strange.
What? How old are you when the fucking seesaw?
Hey, stop it!
What did I say?
When did you become... You're like the little kid whose dad drank all the time and beat him, and you're like, I'm never going to do that. And now you just hate yourself for drinking and beating the shit out of your kid.
I think... But no, I... For those 2010... 2011.
2011.
What happened then?
I don't know what happened. I think maybe I just felt totally...
Hold on.
No,
is it because that's how old dad was when he died?
No, but I really like the man's taste. And
he's a fucking Finocchio.
Stop it. That, I will leave now.
That was the fucking Rubicon. Calling it a little fast. For those that don't know.
Shh, no! John!
What? No,
I will
just
leave
explain.
Only no, because
can I just tell
only...
him?
No.
We haven't even explained the topic. Hold still, you fucking jag.
Stop.
1 second. All right. That's QVC is an online shopping channel that preys upon old women like my mother. And she used to make fun of her mother for being just addicted to QVC.
South Park parodied it.
Oh, that too? I don't
well,
know
like
how
the shop for
known.
Gold
oh,
things,
the gold
but yeah.
Thing, yeah.
Well, that's the same thing.
Yeah, I was into the jewelry. She was really. She
it's,
bought a lot
I mean,
jewelry.
It's the same as like Home Shopping Network. It's the same crap.
Yeah.
It's been around for
it's
decades.
It's so insidious, though. It's like if a detox had a channel that sold heroin by mail. Like, it's just shooting ducks in a barrel. Like, it's all you watch now. No. I'm not saying I'm great. I look at HBO all day on an Xbox. And I switch that up.
I flip around and
porn.
I don't watch it every night if they don't have anything that interests me. Oh. John, it has to be
you
either.
DVR it. That's all it needs to be said.
On Wednesday, I believe I was called.
Because he has 1 a.m. or 2 a.m.
Who the fuck fucking DVRs QVC? So, you are the only person.
No,
apparently.
Not. Many of the linear ladies
There's a lot of. There's different personalities on this channel that sell different swaths of shit. Like, who's the old leathery cougar?
Yeah, when's the last time any of these linear ladies got the dick put to them? In 1964.
To their linear lab, yeah.
Was Kennedy's head not yet scattered all over Dealey Plaza? No, come on.
No,
be a good
stop.
Sport. All right.
What, are your old linear ladies going
to
be
on
YouTube
topic.
Looking
Go
up
on
shock
to another
jockery?
Topic. Go on to another topic.
No, I genuinely want to get to the bottom of this.
No.
Can't I just explain this shit?
They are not interested.
It's
nobody
not like
cares
I'm telling
about...
people how you download like fucking
John,
snuff films or something.
So people care about older women shopping. It's commonplace. Okay?
Okay.
Let's go on to another topic.
I'm trying to explain. I'm not mocking you.
No.
If your lifestyle isn't horrible, if I just detail it, then there's nothing to be ashamed of.
No, I will just say that he's helped me to put together a nice little wardrobe
okay.
that I never had
Can
before.
Can we explain who he is? That's all I'm trying. It's fucking broadcasting 101.
No, I don't want to give names.
Every time
that's
I see you,
nice.
You're wearing a fucking Donald
give
Duck
Give names
moo-moo.
To what? He's a public personality. This isn't some gay man you meet on a corner and buy garments from. Like fucking Jimmy the Gent
I'm
trying
really
to kill
tired.
Karen at the end of Goodfellas.
Honestly, I'm very tired.
She doesn't all right. like being picked on.
On QVC, there's a bunch of personalities that sell different clothes at different times.
Joan Rivers used
to
be on there?
He's actually a designer.
Joan Rivers sells shit.
He is a Cody Award winner.
What the fuck is a Cody?
It's made up.
It's like
it's the QVC Awards.
No, it's like the Oscar.
He's a nine-time QV winner?
It's like the Oscar for designers.
You get one for bilking old people out of X millions of dollars.
How many Codys does Calvin Klein have?
He designed for Anne Klein for 20 years. I mean, I bought Anne
Klein.
You don't know these names, so it means nothing to you. I'm just telling you.
You mean Calvin Klein?
No, Anne Klein. Anyway.
Is that his sister?
Oh, no.
Daughter?
Oh. All right.
I'm weary.
My mom has picked a team out of all the... Who are the personalities? List them. Here's how you participate. List the personalities on this fucking channel.
I'm not going for personalities. This is a designer. He's a legitimate designer, and I like his clothing.
There's different hosts on this channel. There's not one man talking 24/7... until he shits his pants and is carted off. There's two-hour blocks of programming. Can you name some of the people?
Oh, you're thinking of Lisa Robertson.
I'm thinking of many of them. Could you detail for 5 seconds?
No.
Could you buy a shred of airtime?
No, I don't want to.
I'll look it up right now.
No, stop.
What does it mean? Why are you so defensive?
Yeah, this is like you asking me what I listen to on the radio. Ron and Fez, OP and Jim, or whatever the hell.
You're criticizing, you're eviscerating people. I don't
Not yet. You're not even giving us the opportunity to do that.
No.
You're acting like we're doing this on the back lot of QVC.
No.
Who gives a shit?
I just don't like this. Okay?
Yeah. All right. Alright, well this is rapidly going nowhere.
It is. Nobody's going to like to hear
Thanks
that
to your complete
unhappy.
Lack of help.
Alright, here you go. Albany Irvin, Amy Strand, Antonella Nestor, Carolyn Gracie.
I know Antonella.
Gracie.
That's some big fat wop broad.
Let's see this pig. Oh yeah, of course it's a shot from the neck up.
Oh, of course.
Big fat smiling face.
She's lovely.
Extra large
smile.
Bracelets around her fat wrists.
Face like a big pie.
Biscuit head. All right, Carolyn Gracie.
I will not be able to. If anybody heard this, I will not be able to.
Who out of your fucking 65-year-old
You are insane.
Up, do you know who watches know. YouTube?
Are you afraid you're
going to
get blackballed
John,
from QVC?
She is.
These people are good for the... You don't know.
Put your mouth to the mic.
No.
This is the line we crossed.
Wow.
Wow. She can't do a fucking show because she's afraid she's getting banned from QVC.
Jesus
are you fucking
Christ.
Kidding me? Good.
I don't even see Louis Del Olio on here.
Louis Del Olio.
All right.
You know what? Fine. I get the good headphones now.
I keep it now.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Laura, do you want to sit in?
That was awkward. Yeah, Laura, if you want, so your head isn't level with my fart.
Come on, sit in.
All right, yeah.
We'll
For those that don't know what's going on, Laura, Will's girlfriend is sitting like right off camera.
Come on.
At a perfect rim height.
Huh?
All right. Unplug the mic. Oh wait, no. You're going to join.
I don't need to like be in on it. I can sit.
No, just here.
Take a seat.
Boy, you have an iPhone.
Live from the dining room table.
Nice.
And yeah, just unlike her, realize you have to talk into the microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully, it's not deafeningly loud. You're good.
Can you hear yourself okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. And yes, do you have to be like fairly
Spit
close?
Spit out
to
your
these?
Gum, please.
All right.
Now put it in your mouth. All right. So we can finish up the QVC story since we were so rudely derailed by my mother and not allowed to finish it.
I don't even know like what was being said. There was just so much like nonsensical babble going
on.
Oh
yeah, yeah.
I tuned out.
No, we might as well have been like revealing she was one of the goddamn Death Eaters and she was afraid Voldemort was gonna fucking eat her soul. So QVC, they sell shit to women in their twilight, shall we say.
There's no dudes on there. Democratic. Really, is there?
Oh, geez. No. Hey, you forfeited your right. Go turn up the AC to 90 so I can get fucking undertit sweat on camera again.
Ooh, our viewership's increased by 50%.
Oh, yeah. We're going through the roof right now. I mean, it's Friday night. What do you want exactly? So,
do these podcasts get downloaded at least?
Oh, shit ton. Yeah. Putting it on YouTube during the day especially.
Oh, it gets hits then.
Yeah, and then that translates to downloads. No, we've had our best month, like, ever because of going on YouTube a couple times. I
and
love that.
Whose idea was that several years ago?
Yours and mine, and then I just didn't follow it up. And then they put a camera in the studio, and I said, fuck it.
What, like the shitty webcam? Like the
spy? No, there's like a new webcam in the studio. Next time...
Oh, you actually mounted?
Yeah. Oh, we'll go do one
all right.
Live.
I don't remember that.
This one so she can't escape. Take her like a cat to the vet.
She'd go outside. Just wait in the lobby with
horrible.
The creeps.
Horrible. So let's finish the QVC story. The whole deal is you kind of pick your team, as it were. Like, that. There's that fat guinea chick who gets 2 hours, and then the...
Wait, so people, like, allegiant to who they buy their shit from?
Exactly.
Jesus Christ.
Exactly. So, like, she'll watch all the other shit. Don't get me wrong.
And she, like, boos the television?
No, I mean, she'll fall asleep. But, like, Louis Dell'Olio, this fat...
Wait, so he gets points, like, based on his sales during his... block or whatever, like live shit.
Yeah, he'll come on and he's like,
I never even thought
this
of that.
Is my latest jacket. It's in burgundy and peach and sequin. And then, you know, and then he's like, oh, and we're out of the sequins already.
And all his pants come with holes cut out of the back.
Exactly. He just shows up 5 minutes before he's on camera. He looks like Pacino circa cruising. Then he gets out of his assless chaps and
his pants coming with built-in corks to compensate for a lifetime of getting pummeled in the shitter. Those tragic accidents.
Yeah, so I never see her do the ordering, like, on phone. So I guess it's all done online, because the few times I do have to use the computer, it's just like 18 QVC windows open. And her computer is like 1 gig of RAM. So it's just like Brundlefly with the shotgun to its head begging for death. You can't even use the goddamn thing. But yeah, during the whole Lewis shit, I'm not allowed in the living room, really. Like, she called at 5:30 the other day, and I'd just gotten back from work, like, for a couple hours. And she was like, John, turn on the TV. Lewis will be there at 6. It's already recording, but I just want to make sure I don't miss the beginning live. And now, this segment goes nowhere, by the way, without you, Mom. Now it becomes a trashing because there's nothing to bounce off of.
Oh, well.
Yeah, so now I'm just detailing the depths of shopping addiction.
Well, she made it, what, 1 1/8 episodes?
She'll be back next week.
No, she won't.
Oh, God. Well, this the whole fucking show is about it being a family.
Well, the show, much like the family, is very dysfunctional. No more than 2-3 members tops can be around each other at one time.
God damn it.
Even when Dad was alive.
That's true.
Yeah. It's just like fucking magnets of opposing polarities.
Well,
more you have around each other, the more explosive it is.
Oh,
you can't be heard because you're yelling from the other room like a bull in yon.
These mics don't pick shit up 3 inches away from them, and you're 18 feet away. Is QVC on, by the way? No comment. No comment, people. QVC is on in the living room.
Either that or she just, like, doesn't know when to respond.
I mean, she's not a trained broadcaster, but neither am I. I didn't go to the Columbia School of Broadcasting. Who has that kind of money and time?
Yeah, but I don't know. Some people know, like, what's funny and what isn't. Like,
she does. This is just, like, a real sensitive spot.
No, because she's funny when she's not trying. Like, the fact that she walked off
is hilarious.
Yeah. But, you know, where does that leave us? You can't be heard.
No one can hear you as you scream just like Joan Rivers. You're nothing like Joan Rivers. Nothing. She could take the heat, unlike her husband, Edgar.
I don't know what
took
happened.
The Bullet Express out of this world.
I didn't even know she was married.
Yeah, she
that's
like,
Melissa's dad?
Well, according to the fucking voiceless voice that you people can't hear, yes, that is Melissa's dad. Yeah, she had a husband/manager, Edgar, and I think he made it up until 90 or some shit.
Oh, wow.
Laura seems to know.
Yeah.
And then I know that Johnny Carson was like livid because Joan got a show opposite him, and he.
I remember that felt like really betrayed, and he never talked to her again.
Yeah, because Edgar kind of never told Johnny, and she claims like Edgar said he would, and then just was like, yeah. And then it tanked after like 2 months.
Right.
And yeah, she lost the show, and her career was like in a shambles back then, and Edgar was just like,
wow.
Yeah.
Good guy.
Yeah, a little heavy. No wonder she's so funny.
Took the Dickie Goodman way out.
Anything else to add from off microphone? No. Apparently nothing.
So back to Verizon.
Yeah, we can get to Verizon.
That's smooth segue.
Yeah. My whole scam with these guys, I don't mind that the iPhone lasts no time at all.
I kind of mind that.
Okay, I mind it extremely. But the one thing I've realized in time is that if you call Verizon just bitch, they're usually really good about sending a replacement out. And their replacement's got, like, a good month to it. So it's like you have
that's
3 months.
That's still embarrassing.
Yeah, so it's like you got a good month, then you got the bad month, and then you're like, send me a new one, boys. And that's what I do.
Refurbished, so it's,
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Shitter down the tube after that.
Yeah, it's like this close to being where yours was when you sent it in, because it's a refurb. So I've been doing that since I started with iPhones. Like, I'm not exaggerating. This is probably my 18th iPhone or something like that, because I just get them every couple months.
Don't you get tired of having to fucking, like, port the shit
take
from
my dick
cloud
pics
to cloud?
One to the other.
Yeah.
The good one?
Like,
where I don't
with
look
me,
like
I put the screens on, too, and all that shit.
I used to,
like,
and now I flip them so quickly, I don't...
It doesn't even matter.
Yeah, exactly. And really, as long as you're not a shithead and, like, keeping it in your pocket with, like, a handful of diamonds and a chisel, the screen's not really going to get fucked up.
It's still fucking annoying, though. I just... switch this once and that pissed me off.
It's not pleasant, but it's become so routine to me that I don't care. But lately they've become real fucking hard-ons about even letting you swap. Like, I've called 4 times just at, like, different times of the day testing their weaknesses. I'm like Al-Qaeda seeing when the guard isn't walking around Lady Liberty, and they'll keep saying I'll bitch about the battery power. I'm like, look, it's shot. Just get me a new one. And they used to, after a while, just be like, okay, fuck it. Here's your new phone. And it was great. Now they keep sending me to, like, the whole lab testing department. I was on the phone, I want to say 35 minutes today, doing diagnostics that still weren't done. It was to the point, she's like, well, you need to get on another line so we can work on the phone. I'm like, I am not a fucking technician, lady. Read between the lines. I just want a goddamn new phone. Stop being a prick about it.
Yeah, they were shitty to me, like, when I went in the store. Like,
oh,
you got
the store?
Refurb,
forget
yeah.
about it. For fuck's sake.
Well,
the store, they have, like, an actual finite number of phones.
Well, when's your next upgrade?
Very soon, and I'm going to get the iPhone 6 like, yeah. the big monster, because I guess what, the... 5 is like a 4-inch diagonal.
4.5, I think.
Well, I know the new one is going up to 4.7 and 5.5, I believe. Like,
yeah, I'm absolutely waiting for the huge one.
Exactly. But
who the fuck would want the smaller one?
Here's my real concern with it. Why the fuck aren't you just making this thing all battery? I've yanked these apart. The battery in it is like a Laffy Taffy that runs like just maybe that much of it.
Wait, so your shit's just a battery issue?
No, it's actually having an issue where it randomly goes dark, too, which is really annoying when you're driving. And
you mean,
don't
like, it
die.
Goes off, like the button's being clicked, or...?
Yeah, it sounds like it's very dim.
Is your auto bright or whatever on or off?
No, I don't mess with that shit. Are you kidding me?
Why? I like it, yeah.
I hate it.
Wait, I think
I just turn it up all the way bright. Maybe we've gotten to the root of my battery.
Yeah,
so.
No. Like, it might be set on all the time. Hold on. Let me see.
What?
I don't even... Like, with the new... The iOS or iPhone 5, you might not even be able to turn off auto dim.
You can.
You can, yeah.
And you have it turned off?
Yeah. I hate it. I just do it by hand all the time. It's in the settings. You just flip up from the bottom.
Settings, but... Oh, wait, no. There's wallpapers and brightness.
Yeah. We can do this later.
You have it off. I don't know. It's mid. I just leave it on. I actually like it.
It drives me nuts. All I'm saying...
Well, no,
because
it makes it a lot... Like, say you're in the car doing it, like, and you're doing it at night, it'd be a lot less noticeable for a cop to see you texting, like, if it's on auto dim.
Oh, well, I manually do it myself all the time.
What?
I just flip up the menu and then go dim and loud and all that shit. Wi-Fi.
I never even use that.
Oh, okay. The menu. Hop on mic. Hop on mic.
Talk right into it.
Yeah, yeah. These are very not sensitive.
These are like vocal, like singing mics. They're not really meant for like radio shit.
Yeah, I don't like the way I sound on audio.
It's okay. Don't worry about it. You sound fine. Yeah. No, what's driving me nuts though is when they make that new megaton fucking iPhone. Why can't they just take like a laptop battery and shove that son of a bitch? You know they're gonna cram it with every piece of shit except like a really huge battery. Just take the iPad battery. Those things last like 11, 12 hours.
I don't know. I was going to say, I mean, just get one of those cases that like, clips on.
They're so bulky.
Yeah, yeah. They're ugly as shit.
Look at this
NES controller case. You know how many conversations this has started? Five.
I know. I like it. I don't like this rubber one anymore. It gets dirty and it can't be cleaned.
No, get something fun, man.
Oh,
I don't know. Silly. Like one of those minions from Despicable Me. Everyone will love it. The kids love it. You know.
But is yours... The back's hard, like... Yeah.
Yeah. Hard, like bull.
You commented on the Droid earlier, though. I had that before my iPhone.
Yeah.
Never a problem.
With the Droid?
Never they can get viruses and shit on them, though. Like, Windows.
Especially if you're going to, like, you know... Fucking beef tube or whatever the hell every 2 seconds. Why is every porn site, every porn video site is just the weirdest, creepiest names? What was there? X-Hamster? And...
I don't know, but those are apparently like all the rage. I never liked them because like the resolution's shitty. But I guess because they're free. That's like what everyone besides me goes to.
As you get closer, you're squinting, so you can't really tell.
But yeah, like I think that's like just killing that industry.
What? Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, like...
Well, it's all just recycled wifey clips from 2002. Like, no one produced new porn in a decade.
But, yeah, I mean, it's like anything else, like music. It's like, why would you pay for it if you get it for free?
No, especially porn. What kind of creep actually buys... Like, even if there were an iTunes equivalent of porn...
A la carte.
Yeah.
There is.
But, like, why would you buy that and then treasure it and watch the same clips? There's something so creepy about, like, looking at the same clips over and over.
Yeah,
it's like
what?
Serial killers collecting hair type shit, man.
That is true. It's like anytime I've saved shit, like you never go back and look at it. Like rarely. Occasionally.
Like I'll do photos. I don't save videos really. I'll do photos. That's just my thing. But it's because I'm so ADD. I like just being able to like hold down the right button. Yeah. It's almost like being Alex from Clockwork Orange where you got your eyeballs pulled open and you're seeing all the horrible images and shit.
You get frustrated when you have actual sex. It's like, God oh, yeah. damn it, still the same
Why isn't
woman.
Your face changing? You're just trying to swipe it like a Tinder. It's like, why are you smacking my face like a cat with a yarn ball? Oh, yeah. Oh, you have to meditate to keep it going. I should pop some Adderall before sex.
Oh
man, maybe you got that dog shit amphetamine breath in her face. Can't win. Fucking shriveled 7-Eleven hot dog amphetamine pecker.
Oh fuck. Alright, so
speed's not Verizax, that's what I'm saying.
I've never really done uppers, hell no.
No, I mean, I was on Dexedrine for, like, my entire teenage years. It just makes you simultaneously hard or, like, really horny and really limp.
Isn't that what Coke does to you, too?
Yeah, Coke, yeah. Every time I ever get Coke, I just immediately have to shit, and then I'm like, God, I need a jacket. You're just parking your freshly shitting ass in a seat. I'm looking at porn for the next 6 hours.
Yeah, it takes you like forever to come.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You finally pass out at 4:30.
Yeah, fucking Doug Stanhope does a great bit about that. Just punching your dick, like getting it to do anything. Like, come on.
All right, just fucking flick it like a skin tag. Nothing doing.
Oh.
But then, it becomes an ego thing. You're like, well, I've started this. I certainly won't let it end.
All right.
Yeah.
So is that... Take care of Verizon.
Yeah, I guess that could be our Verizon segment. And then I was going to bitch about their greed and saying that I wanted to watch that every Simpsons episode marathon, I believe it's called. Good old E-Rock.
Every Simpsons episode ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good old E-Rock
has to be
been...
fucking internet speak now.
I guess.
We all have to talk like a fucking meme. Yeah.
Memes be like... Yeah. Oh, that fucking be like meme. Really? Is that where we are as a country? We just say be like and we don't shake our heads and go, thank God one of them isn't president yet.
I hate those. I hate the fucking, have you ever seen the 6-panel ones, like, about whatever your occupation? It's like, my friends think.
Yeah.
My
it should just be
thinks.
My friends think I'm an asshole.
Just all pictures of a spread open asshole.
Yeah, 6 pictures of me giving them
what
the
I actually am: spread open asshole.
Yeah, what I actually am is a cum filled asshole
with external hemorrhoids. Oh, George Brett's asshole before the World Series.
God bless him. Oh man.
So
yeah, I was gonna bitch.
Apparently it is on. Yeah.
It is, yeah, and you popped it on like right before the show, which completely
derailed
maybe...
your
oh, yeah. You're flipping at one point between classic Simpsons episodes and the Kidney Boy episode of King of the Hill.
It's like, God bless Rupert Murdoch.
Yeah. His name? Yeah. Like all you need to do is toss a fleshlight in the living room and a large pizza and I wouldn't have left. But yeah, I was gonna bitch at Verizon for I wanna say easily a year. And maybe it was only until this goddamn marathon started.
Could very well
we're
be.
We're so greedy that FXX, which is like, I don't know, the comedy spinoff of FX, unless
did you
it's a
hear,
comedy that they don't want to lose ratings.
Did you hear, fucking
because the league is still on FX, even though FXX is the
Jim
comedy.
Jim Jeffries explain it on Opie and Jim, or whatever the fuck it's called.
No.
Opie and Anthony. Because his show got moved to FXX and then got canceled.
It's like
no
death
one knows
sentence.
What the fuck it is, yeah. And he was saying, they explained it to him, he's like, well, FX is supposed to be geared towards men between 18 and 39, and FXX is geared to men between 18 and 34. He's like, wait, so I'm not allowed to watch my own show? Because I guess he's like
yeah.
38 or 36 or whatever the fuck he is.
No, man, it's like driving you out into the desert and then taking a Desert Eagle and blowing out the gas tank and saying, Vaya con Dios.
But FX doesn't even have that much original programming. Like, they still rely on
no.
movies to fill
it's
a lot
like
of fucking
Papa's
time.
It's like Papa's Basement doing the fucking Papa's Family Roundtable or whatever.
Separate podcast.
Yeah, you're already in a small piece of shit, and then you just chopped a little sliver off it and made a little smear of shit, and you're calling that a new thing. It doesn't work.
Oh, yeah.
No, it drives me nuts. FXX was originally the Fox Soccer Channel or some shit, and then they realized we're not Venezuela, so the damn thing went under.
I didn't know it existed before.
Yeah, so it was in the sports tier. Like, you know, if you jack it to sports centers, like the NBA channel, MLB channel, every sport has its fucking channel now.
That.
Yeah, and the soccer channel goes tits up, shocker. And they made it FXX. But because it was in the sports tier... We had to pay $15 extra for it.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, because it was a bonus thing. Even though
sports
I called
package.
Them, like, but it's not sports now. Like, can't you just put it with the comedies? They finally did that, I guess, after a year. That's how fucking long it took them.
Yeah.
So I was going to come in and just bitch about Verizon being a bunch of money grabbers, and then you were watching Simpsons all on a regular, you know, network package that we had, and I was...
I mean, just... I think they realized their writing's on the fucking wall and just... Eventually, every network is going to have their own, like, HBO Go, and it's all going to be just goddamn, like, a la carte. Like,
I'm just counting the days till HBO
channel.
Waves cable, bye-bye.
And it's just, like, purely like a Netflix sort of thing?
Well, there needs to come a time where they're like, we're so fucking good that you guys can carry us. We're certainly not going to say no to that money, but we're also just going to sell HBO Go for, like, 15 a month.
But how would that work, though? Because... Don't you need, like, an intermediary for it, or no? Like, you don't need Netflix, right?
What do you mean?
Like, just Apple TV? Like,
I mean, I do
shit,
personally, but...
No, that shit, like, I don't know, I'm technologically retarded. Like, what's the conduit? Like, if you have just Apple TV,
yes,
you can have HBO Go without Netflix?
HBO Go doesn't come through Netflix.
So, if you just have an Apple TV, it has that menu?
This is what people with a life sound like. So, you go to Apple TV, and it's...
I don't know what HBO Go is.
Oh.
It's like HBO On Demand.
Yeah.
I don't watch TV.
No.
I don't really either.
Boo to both of you.
I mean, it's getting complex now, all like the On Demand, Netflix-y shit.
So, Apple TV just has a bunch of channel options, as it were. But little tiles of providers that it works with. Like,
so Netflix is one.
You can click on
HBO.
Hulu. If
okay.
you have a Hulu account, you can watch Hulu through your Apple TV. Netflix, you know, so
okay,
forth.
Okay, I gotcha.
HBO Go is tied to the fact that we pay Verizon for HBO.
Okay.
So to get it, we have to log in and say, like, what's your Verizon username and password? And then Apple TV, like, checks that you have it.
Right.
For all you Xbox
seems
users
like it
out
would
there,
probably
by the
be
way,
easier to easy to hack if you knew that.
Well,
shit.
The Xbox apparently only validates like the first time you do it. Like if our HBO goes tits up, I think like it'll I can still watch it through. Yeah, the Xbox apparently.
You had like a free login to Bang Bros, like forever. Like
oh, those
that.
Were legendary. Like, I mean, what kid in college didn't Google like free porn passwords, and then you're just in this mad scramble.
No, but it didn't go away for like a year.
Really?
Yeah.
Like one of the performers, his personal account or something.
No, it was like some fucking like free trial thing that just like never expired. I don't
know. God.
Yeah.
I always loved those when they just like fessed up to what they are, and they're like, "Would you like the $4.72 membership?" And you just would go on. It was like the mission to get what's his face, James, whatever the shit who just got beheaded.
Oh, Foley.
James Foley back. Yeah, it was like a crack seal mission. You're like, all right, we've got 72 hours. Begin the download. Yeah, and you just have like 8 tabs of Firefox going. And you're like, all right, I'm going to take all of the London Keys videos over here. I'm getting my Tory Blacks. And it's just, you know,
storyboard it.
Yeah. It was a priority list. It was like.
Did you watch that beheading video?
I have not yet.
It's kind of I couldn't find an uncensored one.
Oh, God. I mean, that's not going to be making the rounds. Again, we're not looking at
somewhere.
Fucking LimeWire days. Get on Napster. It's like, find, you know, the
but
Mr.
Actually,
Hands horse fuck video and the James.
Well, that's what they were saying. Like, I think they don't even show them cutting the head just for that reason, so it can be, like, spread around more
Well,
easily.
I've been listening to NPR like a queen lately, and there's 2 video versions. And the reason they made one, yeah, for, let's just say it, to be junior broadcasters, James Foley, American journalist, was beheaded by ISIS on video a couple days ago, made the rounds through the media. I guess they're mad that we're using our awesome jet fighters and blowing shit up and stalling their advance. And the Islamic Caliphate will have to wait a little bit. That's their whole goal. Like I said, NPR, man, I'm all educated and shit. So there's 2 versions of this video. There's like the director's cut. There's the redo, the Apocalypse Now redo version.
What, do they like, tape his head on for a second take?
Well, there's the one that they censored.
Fucking Weekend at Bernie's.
And that's the one that's been released for the most part widely. And they apparently cleaned it up not just for us to play it, but also because all the little wannabe jihadists at home, they don't want them to see how graphic shit really gets. Where it's like, you know, he probably... did he take like a scimitar?
No, he had like a... not a pocket knife, but it's like a 6-inch blade, maybe.
Okay, I'm gonna go
it's like
out
a
on
a kitchen knife, kind of,
and say that doesn't go through your thick bull neck
That's
tendons
what saying,
and your
yeah.
spine all that fast. So he probably got like one through here, just starts shitting blood out of his neck.
Or the hacksaw, like there's someone off camera.
Well, apparently there's an uncut version that they don't want all the little kids at home seeing in the Arab countries because this would let them know that it's like, hey, not so cool. To hack someone's head off, and it doesn't happen Mortal Kombat fast either, where the guy's just like holding his head, is, you know, chopping through it like a fucking Denny's steak, and then he finally takes it off like Sub-Zero wins.
Yeah, the version I saw is blurred out, and they just like put it on top of his body, I guess.
I didn't watch. I'm not morbid enough to seek it out. Like, if it were right in front of me, I'd be like, okay.
What's weird is, like, he reads a statement they obviously wrote for him.
Oh, of course.
Saying America's shit. Like, what did you just tell them to go fuck themselves?
Yeah, my good friend Tony DeSisto said the same thing. He's like, wouldn't you... I mean, you'd like to think...
They're going to kill you either way.
Well, the first thing I'll say is this might be, like, the 10th time they've put this guy through this shit. And, like, he doesn't know. The other 9 times, they're like, we got you. And then he's... and then they give him the falafel and, you know, let him watch it.
I don't know, like, what they tell him or, like, we'll let you... I don't know. I just found that kind of weird.
Watch fucking Armenian Idol or whatever the shit they have over there.
Like, yeah, if you figure they're going to kill you anyway, like, they're not...
Well, I'm thinking that's one option. That this is, like, not the first time they've put this guy through him, or they've made all the other guys do the videos before him, and they all scampered away. He's like, shit, I'll do this. And then, like, you know, the knife actually goes into his neck. He's like, wait a minute. Because, yeah, you want to be like, if you know they're going to kill you, just be like, fuck you, Allah sucks a big black cock, and that kind of stuff.
Like, do the old Yngwie Malmsteen, fucking God bless the United States and fuck all of you.
Yeah, exactly. You'd want to think you'd go, exactly, almost a Guy Fieri-esque, like, yeah, as they're chopping off your head.
It's like that fucking, watching the Gilbert Godfrey joke, Death or Ugu. You remember that?
I mean, yeah.
It's like the same thing. Then death it is. Yeah, but first, Ugu.
I mean, again, and also, he could have just been very broken at that point. We really don't know. Like, he's been in captivity, what, 2 years? Mm. Like, at that point, do you really think he gives a shit about going out on top? He's probably just like, oh, finally.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Maybe, I hope, like, they have the new iOS in heaven.
Yeah, maybe the killing is actually, like, the prize. Otherwise, you have to just stay in captivity longer.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't cooperate.
It's like, think about it. You're probably not getting showers all that often.
They torture you.
Yeah. A little thing called torture. You know, you haven't seen a Harry Potter movie in a while. It's not a fun experience.
Then that other one they hold up at the end who threatened to kill next looks like Curly from the Three Stooges.
Really?
Kind of. A little bit.
I didn't watch it, so I need to see that guy. That would be.
He doesn't look too happy to be there. I'll put it that way.
Which I wish I knew my Stooges better, so I could toss in a really shitty Curly impression. Which one is he? Baldy? He's not the guy with the actual curly hair, right?
No, that's fuck.
That's Shemp.
No, Shemp's like a bigger bald one.
There's Mo, Larry Curly.
Larry's the one who looks like Krusty the Clown. Curly's got like this short kind of like buzzed hair.
Is that an ironic thing?
I don't know.
Shouldn't they call him Harry? Wouldn't that be funnier if that was the
baldy,
case?
Baldy, yeah.
I mean, it's like if they called the bald one bowl cut. Like, it doesn't fucking make sense. I'm sorry.
I don't know.
Yeah. And I want to like the Stooges because everyone in comedy likes the Stooges, and Al Bundy loved the goddamn Stooges, and I want to love everything that man ever did like.
You don't have to, like, I don't know. I mean, you can seek out the people who influence what you like, but if you don't like it, it's the same with music, then they'll fucking like it. You don't have to.
I mean, you try.
Yeah, but if you don't, don't.
Like, even, what was it? Who's the piece of shit? Which one had the stroke? And then he got replaced with Shemp.
Curly.
Curly had the stroke. Okay. And then Curly grew out his hair, and I think the episode is called, like, Gentleman.
And he plays, like, a homeless
Gentleman Lions or some shit. Yeah, he's, like, on the, they're on a train together. And they just threw him there. He's all stroked out, but he's, like, snoring or something. That's the gag. Again, this stuff sucks. Like, the gag is just this guy snoring on a fucking train.
He's lost all his motor skills.
Yeah, and snoring out of one half of his mouth. Like, the one nostril's perfectly still. And the whole thing is, like, it's got this whole subtext, this episode. It's like the 149th goddamn Stooge short or some shit. And it's got this whole subtext. It's 12 minutes long. And within 90 seconds, I'm just like, fast forward, fast forward, fast forward. Where is this guy? I just can't do it. I don't get the significance at all.
Yeah, I don't know.
I like, you know,
I haven't seen him since I was a kid, so I.
This will sound
really
dumb. I thought the movie was okay.
New one or whatever?
Yeah, it wasn't horrible.
I didn't see it.
I haven't seen that.
Not to flush every ounce of comedic cred I've ever had down the pishadoo. But I the pishadoo.
Is that toilet or bathroom?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe bathroom. We're not actually Italian, so we don't know.
Just use words we heard on The Sopranos.
Exactly. Right, that's there. It. Yeah. We know Finocchio and
that actually just looked up. I think they always said like Finook or Finocch.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They didn't give you the full word.
Because that's not like the way Sicilians talk. That's like actual Italian. So it's a bit different.
So our last topic, we've made it home. I don't know how long this episode is, by the way. I can't tell. Oh, five viewers. Look 45. At us. Oh, 45 minutes?
About. About.
Okay. We can talk about the end of Camelot, apparently. Nick Cannon and Mariah Carey are splitting.
It's
living
like
apart.
Dumbest shit ever, because, I mean, it's probably like been a sham for a while, but I guess she was pissed off. It's not a Big Boy from Outkast, right?
What?
On the radio. I don't know. craft. Is it
the same way there's like 19 Dr. Dre's?
Yeah, there's two big boys now.
And there's also like multiple Canes. I don't know who the fuck is who, but...
Why? Yeah.
I don't think it was spelled B-O-I, the gay spelling. So I think it's a different one.
They're both from Atlanta, though, so it makes it very confusing.
Can't you do like what they force bands to do, too? Where it's like Wrathchild USA and shit? Can't you just be called like Big Boy Atlanta? Can't you help us out? Throw us a fucking bone. I'm white, for God's sake. Just be happy I can say Big Boy with a straight face.
But yeah, I guess he has this game where it's like he asks celebrities, like five other celebrities.
Is you getting divorced? That's the game.
And it's like, who the fuck would answer this question? But I guess he said he banged Kim Kardashian.
Nick Cannon?
Yeah.
Well, he's black. I believe him just by default.
But do you think like he cheated on Mimi, as they call her? Like, was it before? Because she was... They've been together for a long fucking time.
She married him when he was like 14. He was like one of those creepy teacher things.
He was hosting like the Nick Awards or something, wasn't he?
No, but he's, I think, 33 now or some shit. So
yeah, he's like my age, and she's got 10 on him.
So, and they've been married, what, 20? Not 20, 10 years?
Six or some shit, I think.
They were together in like 08.
Oh, wait, hold on. The entirely, voice in the other room. Yeah, the voice speaks. Oh, great and wonderful Oz. How long has it been?
Fucking...
Six. Okay. All right,
so 08. When did that bitch get famous? It wasn't...
Mariah Carey?
No. Kim Kardashian.
Shit.
She was famous because Leo had that sex tape, so it had to have been somewhere between 07 and 09.
07? Let's say 07. I was going to say it's been a while that she's had her... Isn't the Kardashians on season 48?
Yeah. But, I mean, seasons now are like 12 weeks, so...
She's been around a while. Let's say 07. Yeah. So when did he fuck what's her tits?
I guess around then.
Oh, he's saying he did it before the marriage.
I thought
he dropped like a real Nagasaki.
There's no way he's that fucking stupid to like admit he cheated on public airwaves.
Wow.
I think she was just pissed that it became public knowledge.
I think any mildly famous black guy is like, I fucked Kim Kardashian. I just accept it as gospel.
Yeah, like... I don't know. I don't get why the fuck you'd care about someone's past that goddamn much. But I think,
what? Like, so you're saying that is what blew it up with Mariah Carey? She's like, you stuck it into that pump?
Or just the fact, I mean, maybe she knew, but the fact that he like announced it on public radio.
But she's another chick who's not really black and just lives for black D.
Who else has she been with? Tommy Mottola. That's fucking Italian.
Black dickhole calling the black dickhole black. Or kettle or something like that. Yeah, she was with Tommy Mottola at the beginning of her career,
yeah.
And then like she divorced him, and I don't think has seen a dick like lighter than this microphone since the Twin Towers fell.
Who else was she with that was famous? I don't even remember.
Neither do I. There was a time where like that chick was she always had a fucked face. I'll never stick up for her dome, but there was like a one video she did maybe with like Ludacris. Yeah.
Yeah.
She in like the little tracksuit. Oh my God.
Her tits are pretty nice too.
Everything's good on that. Are you kidding me?
Well, not anymore. There was a time when she got fat.
Well, that was a chick whose body was like just held together with masking tape. You knew the instant. Like, some women are skinny and they can have kids and it really doesn't change shit. And then there's other like voluptuous women. And they look great, and the instant they have a kid, it's just pulling the ripcord on the parachute.
Yeah, it's like that and fucking Kardashians the same way.
Same build, yeah. They just, it's not going to end well. And it's like, what, maybe they'll just whip their ass hardcore kind of into shape a little bit until you have the second kid, and then they're just really like, fuck it.
Yeah, and plus she was probably like late 30s when she had those kids.
Again, yeah, she had 10 years on him. They had the kids like four, and their names are stupid too, like Moroccan and... fucking King Bear or something. I don't know.
But
something ridiculous.
I mean, she actually looks skinny, like fucking Kardashian. I don't know. This is something about her disgusts me.
It's because her ass is fake.
She traded him for a younger model.
Well, yeah, and she has like a fake waist too. I swear to Christ. I'm not, you know, I didn't go to med school and then just start doing this little dick shit podcast on the side, as shocking as that sounds. There's no way she wasn't like lipoed on the sides.
Oh, so she gets that.
Yeah, and then just had it dumped in her ass. Because when she was like, ow, here's the x-ray of my asshole. Real classy, by the way. Fucking real Jackie Kennedy move.
Wait, she did that?
She has like an x-ray of the side of her ass, and she just holds it up.
Oh, first to show that's not an implant or something?
Yeah, first of all, If you show me a fucking implant made out of lead, I wouldn't be able to pick it out on X-ray. Well, who the fuck knows what they look
who
like?
Who the fuck's to say it's her X-ray? What are you going to say? Like, oh, that's not her ass.
Isn't it Jennifer Lopez who has an insurance policy just on her ass?
Yeah, Lloyd's of London offers that bullshit. Like, Gene Simmons' tongue is insured. I think fucking Kieran Lee from Brazzers has, like, his rod insured to them.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, I think they just do that shit for publicity.
Yeah.
Tina Turner's legs, I think, are insured.
Exactly. I mean, it's not like... yeah, who's that guy again?
Hmm.
The dude who had his dick insured.
Oh, was it Kieran Lee?
Yeah, it's not like ISIS is going to abduct him and then just fucking behead his dick. And he's like, oh, thank God, the insurance policy. None of this shit actually matters. But, you know, it drives me... I don't know what we're talking about. What was it? oh, the Kardashian having her fat sucked out. Yeah, there's no way that ass is real. That's what really drives me nuts about it. And it like has these okay angles, but there was a picture of her that was posted a while ago, and it was her naked, like frying an egg or some shit before she had her ass and tits done, and she looked good, and not just because she knew her fucking place in the kitchen. it was not a bad look. I don't mind implants. Don't get me wrong, that's good, and the facial work is okay, but the fucking ass, man.
What, skinny back then or?
No, it was good. Yeah, it was like human looking.
Let me look it up.
Her ass just looks bizarre. Like, real asses don't look that way. Why same with Nicki Minaj.
Who is it? Chloe, the older one? She's had monster. Hers done, and they have pictures of it, like, right after. Like, it looks completely bizarre.
Wait, the monster or the other little one?
The Chloe. The
Yeti
one.
Kardashian?
No, Courtney's the oldest one, I think.
Okay, Courtney's the one that's also a human being.
Yeah. Chloe's the monster.
Chloe, yeah. I don't know. Mom, the only thing she'll take a break from QVC for is the Kardashian show.
Yeah, so, and she gives me shit for watching, like, Lock Up. Yet she watches such uplifting programming.
Oh, yeah. I go to bed with Cosmos. You both are filth as far as I'm concerned. What's weird is the Sasquatchian actually looks okay lately. I don't know what they've done to her.
More work. She's wearing a pink bikini with her tits hanging out.
Who?
It's from The Dirty.
Yeah. That's it. Not a pink bikini. It's just they put hearts over her.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah, there was
big Armenian areolas.
Yeah, see, like, her ass looks pretty good there. She needs fake tits and to be beheaded like James Foley, but I'd have sex with her after that.
Yeah, exactly.
Do a few crunches.
I was going to say new hole, but
get those eyebrows waxed.
You lose a mouth hole, gain a throat hole. I did my algebra. Whole math still adds up to 3 on that one. Oh, man. Yeah, so Nick Cannon, I guess, owned up to banging that, and that's what got him kicked out of
that,
Mariah's.
And
like,
I guess,
she's
like,
some prize anymore.
Even though, like, they're rich as fuck, he's around doing gigs, like, as a DJ and just, like, shit I'm sure he doesn't need the money for.
Oh, he's like Black Ryan Seacrest.
Yeah, but it's like, do you think it's like career driven? He just wants to get the fuck out of the house, or he needs an excuse to like nail trim on the side?
Fucking open an Einstein Bagels if you gave him $10,000. The guy does everything. He's fucking weird like that. Yeah, in addition to America's Got Talent or whatever that he... look,
which
I'm
just
not
going to cover the bills. Like, he's got to get millions for that alone.
Yeah, I'm not acting like he's goddamn Brando doing his lines a million times over to master that. He probably shows up 20 minutes beforehand. He's like, I'll shave my head down or whatever the fuck his haircut is, and he's good to go. But, yeah, he does that. He does a morning show, I believe, in New York.
Nothing that stopped.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, did that get shit canned? But
or, like, again,
even
like,
in the day, he was doing that.
Too much, yeah.
And it's like, to be at a morning show, which is always a 6 a.m. gig, unless you're on, was it, the guy on Shade 45, Sway,
and they, 8 a.m.
They have the balls to start a black morning show at 8 a.m., yet that isn't racist. So, yeah, let's just assume he has normal white person morning show hours of 6 a.m. You get up at, like, 4 a.m.
But isn't it? I wouldn't be surprised if that shit was completely pre-taped at some other time.
Well, yeah.
Because it's just like, those kinds of morning shows, it's just like...
You could have taped that show 2 years ago. And our latest hits from Katy Perry.
Not only that, but also it's just like bullshit, non-topical, like rambling, like light, witty.
Oh, you mean they wouldn't do three breaks on James Foley's beheading? Yeah.
So, I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if that shit was just taped at random times, like 5 p.m. or something, and then re-aired, and you know, all the calls are canned and all that shit.
I mean, it wouldn't shock me.
I don't know, but yeah, I think he stopped doing that a while ago. But I think he would also go around just like as a DJ, like the same way anyone...
Like weddings and bar mitzvahs.
No, this is the same way any asshole, like fucking Who Kid or whoever. It's like, I don't even know what the hell DJs do. You show up, you stand behind a computer, you click
you just
a couple buttons.
Play on your MP3 playlist.
Yeah, you don't fucking do anything.
And then you
that
go,
party people up here! No, that's what Who Kid was saying. He's like, I don't do shit. I don't even choose the music. I show up and I just fucking put my hands in the air. You get paid.
Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, that's
like a certain man in Missouri didn't. What? All right. I guess we can call it a show.
Yeah, you should
that
look
should be the title of the show.
That other video.
I guess this like, is a show.
She showed it to me, like the guy who's just like asking to get shot and then does.
Well, how's that news? I'm going to ask for a burger to drive through and get one. That's not going to be a viral sensation either.
Well, in this day and age. And especially as it's coming out, like that fucking dude in Ferguson. Looks like he was pretty provoked, the cop.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's what I'm hearing.
He fucking had his eye socket caved in.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I had just heard that, like, the dude, his little buddy, the friend of the guy who got shot. What's his name?
Michael Brown.
Okay, not Michael Scott. All right, so Michael... It's not Michael Brown, is it, really?
Believe so, yeah.
Okay, right on.
Yeah. Remember last time we talked, I said how it's always like... White guys have a last name Brown, and then black guys have a last
name
White.
The last
name
good credit.
Yeah.
Thank you. I like that one. Yeah. So he initially was like, yeah, my friend had his arms up in the air and all sorts of shit. And it's like slowly everything he said has been refuted. And I'm not saying that in a celebratory way. I enjoy fucking the pigs getting it
stuck. I hate cops as much as anyone else, but... Exactly. When you have people thinking it's okay to fucking hit a cop and, like, nothing happens to them. And that's essentially what happened in this video we're talking about. Like, the guy approaches them with a knife. Or first he has his hands in his pockets. Then he has a knife.
Stealing, yeah.
And he walks towards them when they tell him to stop. And he says, shoot me, motherfuckers, or whatever. And then they do. And the best part is his friend is still filming it. As this is happening, because he wants to get their fucking hits from Worldstar.
I was just going to say, as soon as he's dropped it, you go, oh, shit! Worldstar!
And, of course, he has to hold the fucking iPhone like a black guy, which is vertically.
Yeah,
so no matter which way you turn it.
The gun and the iPhone always turn the wrong way in a black hand.
But, yeah, so it's like that shitty vertical angle. Then when you turn it sideways, it only gets smaller.
Yeah.
Which, why doesn't the iPhone just compensate for that already?
I hate it.
Like, why isn't it always full screen video? And then you turn it, and then it just knows to film landscape at past a certain point.
I don't
point.
Know.
Droids did that.
It does it with fucking the camera.
No one cares about the droids.
Droids do stink. Like, just the graphics are terrible.
They look horrible.
And I don't know how to like, make sense of the menu. Fuck them.
The iPhone screen is all nice and glossy. The Droid screen is like a laptop you had in 2002.
It just looks like shit, and it looks unfriendly. I'll
give
it that.
Despite that little green guy.
Yeah.
The little mascot they got.
No, I've seen people, and like when they go through their fucking like camera and the photo albums, like it just looks like a fucking mess.
Well, it's like a desktop computer. That you can push little buttons to.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I can personalize my home screen. Who gives a shit?
I've never altered any of that shit on any of my phones ever. Like, whatever wallpaper it comes with, that's what it stays with.
Like, I'll move Twitter to the back so I'm not on it every 2 fucking seconds. That's
about
it. I
don't even fucking move the apps. Like, she does that where she creates all the folders and stuff.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah.
I've never done that. I don't even know how. I think you like drag one on top of the other.
Yeah.
No, my shit is just like menu after menu of horse shit left to right.
Yeah. All right, let's call it a night. I want to watch some Simpsons episodes and take a piss.
Alrighty.
Will, thank you for joining.
You're welcome.
You, I will dress as mom now. You have imprinted on me like I was a baby chicken seeing you for the first time out of the egg. Thank you for joining, Laura.
Thank you.
And I'm John Papa Giorgio. This was Papa Giorgio Family Roundtable. See, I remember the name of that at least. And it's hosted at inpapasbasement.com. You can also find me on Twitter at papasbasement. And if you want to subscribe to feeds of this show, it's at inpapasbasement.com/iTunes. And if you use the Stitcher app, inpapasbasement.com/Stitcher.
The fuck is Stitcher?
It's like an app that, like, had I taken seriously years ago, maybe I could have gotten noticed on. But it's like a big podcast thing for the cell phone. I remember back when I had just like a little LCD screen piece of shit, some girl I talked to on Twitter who wanted to help me out was like, are you on Stitcher yet? I'm like, what are you even?
Oh, so just for podcasts?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I've heard that. So it's like, isn't it what droids have to use? Because they can't really use iTunes or can at all.
I think they can use Stitcher. They use Podomatic too, or something like that. But yeah, Stitcher does a bang up job for the droids. That's why I mention it. All right. Let's go watch cartoons from 1992 and chase our childhood. Later.